So we're going to start talking about Shehiyah, which is really, there's a few halachas that are very interconnected. There's Bishul, there's Shehiyah, there's Hatmana, and Chazara. Okay, so the first thing, we're going to jump around a little bit, and I'll just like, Kira Shehiyah Suya Kekedeira. So a Kira that's made Kekedeira, V'soyf Sinat Pekedei Lamal, it's made like a pot. I guess it's like just like a nice square shaped pot. So you can put on top of it a kedera. That's how you cook. You put it on top. You could also put it inside, by the way. And you could also put it inside the kira in order to cook it. It wasn't just like a burner. It was also a stove that you can put something inside. But here we're talking about that you can put a kedera on top. V'yeshba mekayim tfisa shtei kederes, and a kira has places for two pots, like we said. Im husika begefes shehip sayla shalzeisim by be'etzim. If it's heated with gefes, which is psayla shalzeisim, the remainders of a zayis, ayva etzim or wood. So these are things. The point is that these things make coals. Also, lita nala tashel mi boid yoyim la shalzeisela. You are not allowed to do shehiyah. You're not allowed to put food on top of it going into Shabbos. Elohim kain nizbashel kol tzarkai, unless it's completely cooked. Vahu mitstamik virala. And if it's completely cooked, and not only that, but mitstamik virala, which means that something that's completely cooked, it can still be that the more cooked it gets, the more geshmak it becomes. So even though it's fully cooked, everyone can eat it. Mm-hmm. But the more you leave it in there, the more geshmak it's going to, the more tasty it's going to be. So
why is that referred to as ralo?
So no, that's not. So that's one. That's mitstamik. The mitstamik
v'yachalik is more.
Mitstamik means the more it gets cooked.
Yes.
So mitstamik v'rala means you do not want it to get more cooked. This thing, the more it gets cooked, it's going to get dried out. You don't want that.
Oh.
So the first Ma'an Damar holds that if it's fueled with something that can make coals, you're never allowed to do shehiyah unless this is the case, unless it's completely cooked, and the more it cooks, it's going to be bad for you. You do not want it to cook more. What's the idea? Then you could do it.
Right.
What's the idea? Because we're not afraid you're going to stoke the coals.
You're not afraid you're going to. There's no incentive.
There's no incentive at all. There's no way you're going to ruin it.
You're going to make it worse. Yeah. It's already thoroughly cooked, so if you stoke the coals, you're going to burn it.
Yeah.
We won't be worried, they'll take it out on Shabbos.
That's fine if you take it. What? Take what off? The coals?
No, the food.
Oh, the food you can take off. Well, the food you can take off on Shabbos. That's no problem. Because as long as it's not going to bring you to stoke the coals.
You're removing it from the stove is not a problem.
Removing it from the stove is fine.
It's not cooking if you remove it.
Yeah. So here again, I think there's the lachal meicher shamichat. There's nothing to be worried about that maybe you're going to stoke it. Now there's another heter which I didn't talk about. The other heter is that if something is raw, if you put something that's so raw that it's no way it's going to be ready Friday night, no matter how much you stoke the coals, it's not going to be ready. So if you put something raw on the oven right before Shabbos, so then there's no gzeira that you're going to be mechatet. Because it's not going to be ready for tomorrow. You're obviously putting it there for tomorrow. You want it there for tomorrow. So that's the next chapter. We didn't speak about it in the Gemara, but that's the next chapter. Oishu chai shaloi nizbashel klal. Or if something's raw, if something's completely raw, it was not cooked at all. The kivan shu chai, because it's raw, mesiyech daitim imen ad lamachar. U'b'chol alayla yachol nizbashel lechita. The whole night it can cook, right? It has 12 hours to cook, or until to the lunch meal. So you have so much time for this thing to cook, you're not going to be worried about it being mechate. Aval, in this bashal ktsas, if something was a little bit cooked, v'loin is bashal kol tzarka, but it wasn't completely cooked, v'afil in this bashal kol tzarka, even if it was completely cooked, v'hu mitztamik v'yafaloi, or, and if it gets, right, more mitztamik, the more it gets cooked, yafaloi, it's good for you, you like it that way, the more cooked, the more you like it. So chayshin and shamichata. So anything that's a little bit cooked, you're not allowed to leave on the oven that has a burning fire. That is the first shita. V'asal ha'shoysel elam ken garf. It's usher to do shehiyah, leave this thing on the fire, unless you remove the coals. The ha'inu shahoytzim ha'kol ha'gacham, that you removed all the coals. Ay katam. So these are the two lashonos that we're going to be using all the time. Grufa ha'ktuma, garaf ha'katam. Which is garaf is that you removed all the coals. And katam He says, "The Hainu Shekisa Hagacholim be'efel amayit chumam," that you covered the fire. You covered the coals. That might remind you.
You can do either one.
Either one. You can either remove it or you can cover it. If you remove it and cut it, then everything's fine. You can do it no matter how raw and how little cooked. Mitzamek b'yafaloi, no problem at all. According to this first sheet.
What, before Shabbos?
Before Shabbos, yeah. V'imnasen b'chaticha chaya. Now let's say, here's a geshmaka case. Let's say you have your thing that's already half cooked. But you want to leave it on the fire. But you know you're not allowed to because this first shita. Let's say you go like this first shita. So what you'll do?
No, but I thought the first shita is it's less cooked than Michael the.
Oh, we didn't thought, we didn't say a word. No, not that's not the first shita yet. This first shita is that is if it's unless it's nevushal kol tzarkai, and it's mitzdamek viraloi. The more it gets cooked, the more unhappy you are. That's the only time you're allowed to leave it on the oven. Okay. Now there's two, or if it's raw. There's two cases. If it's raw or if it's not good for the... You don't want that to happen to the food. By the way, you should know that mitzdamek viraloi is not just... It's not an objective test. It's not a test on the food. Is this a food that the more it gets cooked, the better it gets?
If you like
it goes after your subjective. It's your subjective wanting. You know, if let's say maybe on a Sunday you would want it, but since today you're going to have a few guests and you know that they don't like it so fully cooked... So you want to leave it? You don't want it to be cooked. That would be considered mitzvah virality. It's completely subjective.
How pink do you like your meat?
So okay. So now, so here's the case. Let's say you have your challah, which is half cooked, and you know this halacha, and you know you're not supposed to leave it on the fire. So what you have a great idea. You say, oh, great. Right before Shabbos, I'll throw in one piece of raw meat. You throw in a piece of raw meat, but the rest of it's completely, almost completely cooked, or it's half cooked. And that according to this first sheet, you would not be allowed to do. So you ought to come up with this chat that throw in a little piece of raw meat, and then that will save the whole pot from any shehiyah problem. So according to this first sheet, that's a good etza. That's what you can do. You can just throw in a little piece of raw meat, and that's what he says. If nasim b'chaticha chaya, mutter ki ilu haisa kula chaya. It's as if the whole pot now is raw, even though you just put in one small piece of raw meat.
You wouldn't eat it. You wouldn't eat it.
I would have assumed that piece of meat's bottle.
You would think that maybe it's bottle. Maybe you think that you'll just eat the rest of it. I mean, you'll scoop raw away from that raw piece of meat. But this is a hat there.
Interesting.
And again, the idea of shehiyah is a derabbanan. The idea of shehiyah is the rabbanan. So you find that you can be more mekel. We're going to find hakulas for you because it's only din derabbanan, right? The shehiyah, really, you're not cooking on Shabbos. You're not doing any ma'aseh on Shabbos. The problem is that we're afraid it's a gzeira. We're afraid you're going to be mechat in the coals. So that's gzeira. That's a derabbanan. So anytime you have a derabbanan, you can find a lot of kula. So here's one example of a great kula that you have is that you can put in a little piece of raw meat, and it'll save the whole pot. From any shehiyah problem.
It's a very big loophole.
Yeah, it's a great loophole. This
it
is a great
can be
loophole.
Thoroughly cooked, and you put one little tiny piece of raw meat, and you're good.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. By just putting in that little piece of raw meat, you're going to be mesiach das. You're not going to think about it anymore, and that's going to save the whole pot. V'afile in a grufok tuma. Okay, that's a different halacha. We'll get into that maybe a little later. Now, v'mhusiko b'kasha b'gvava. Now, let's get back to kasha b'gvava. What about that? Let's say it was heated with kasha b'gvava. Mutter lashay salea afilu eina loy grufa v'loy k'tuma. So if it's heated with this type of things that do not make coals, then even according to this first sheet, there's no problem. Right, according to this first sheet, there's no problem.
Nothing to stoke.
Nothing to stoke.
Now, don't use any of this stuff. So what do we do?
Okay, so hold on. We're going to get to that.
We don't use cash.
We're going to get to that.
We use gas and electricity.
So we'll get to that. Cool. Just want to see where.
So you think gas and electricity is more like cash and gubaba or eat and
we're not worried about stuff.
Okay, now let's go. Now let's jump ahead.
Turn it up though.
Turn
so let's see. Actually, this is what this is about. So let's. I'm going to try to get to that.
Okay.
So the next. Just jump ahead to the Yeshayim. Sif Aleph is very long, extremely long in Rishon Gimel Sif Aleph. So there's. If you keep turning a few pages, you'll see to the Yeshayim.
The
Yeshayim. Okay? Oh, okay. So now here's the Yeshayim. This is the other shita. So that really was the first shita. That was the first shita that we brought down. The Yeshayim. No. The kol shakolshin is basha kamacha ben drasoi. Anything that's cooked already, kemacha ben drasoi, oishin is bashal kol tzorka yu mitstamik v'yafaloi, or if it was completely cooked and it's mitstamik v'yafaloi, mutter lahashoise al gabikir. So anything as soon as it gets past kemacha ben drasoi, you're allowed to do shehiya on top of akira. Afilu husik begefes v'etzim. Even if it was husik begefes v'etzim. V'afilu ena grufa k'tuma. Even if it's not garfakata, it's still fine. So what's the talk about? Huskra grufa k'tuma v'husik b'kashmuk v'avai el kesher hischel is bashal legil macha ben drasoi. We did not mention grufa k'tuma only and b'kashmuk v'avai only if it started to cook, then it was did not reach kamacha ben drasoi. So this thing is basically between raw and a third cooked. That's where we have a problem of. Shehiyah. But as long as you get that food before Shabbos to be kamacha ben drasoi, then according to the Shita, there's no problem. You're allowed to do Shehiyah, even if it's not gar fekatim, it's burning the fire, it's got coals all over the place, that's fine. As long as it's, why? Because as soon as it's already kamacha ben drasoi, you're fine. As long as it's edible, you know, you're not going to be so worried about if it's going to be fully cooked already. You'll be okay. You know, eating that food. So which one do we go? So the Rama says, I'm just going to skip ahead to the next Haggah. Haggah, v'nagu l'hakol k'sfarah achreinah. The minig is to be makel like the sfarah achreinah. So the minig is to be makel like the second shita. You don't have to worry so much about how much it's cooked to make sure that the coals are removed. As long as it's cooked to machem and jesai, keep the oven on, no blech, no issue, no problem, keep the oven on. And that's what the Rama says. However, the Be'alacha here, Nagu Kisfara Ha'achreina, he says, in the middle there, he says that Avada is L'chachila, it's best, it's better. Shlomo.
To be Nachmer.
It's always better. It's better not to. It's better not to be Seymech on the second Shita. And it's, he says.
Do we know which Rishon holds the first way and which Rishon holds the second way?
Well, it's really Shitas in the Gemara, but there's Rishonim that pass in both ways. There's Riff in the, I think Riff in the Rambam was one way. I don't remember exactly which way it was.
Okay,
all
right.
Rishonim go. Rishonim go
back.
Yeah,
just curious.
Yeah. Tysus,
I think
it's Tysus is Michael? Yeah. Tysus
is Michael? Okay, so now let's go back a little bit. Now, first of all, there's an interesting step. How do you know whether something's Kamacha Ben Rasai? How do you know something's Kamacha Ben Rasai? So the Chaznish. He says, I have a very simple way to figure it out, whether something's cooked kamacha ben drasoi. What? One way that kamacha ben drasoi is that you say like this, how long does it take this thing to cook? How long does it take it to cook? Let's say it takes an hour. So if it takes an hour for it to cook, so very simple, a third is a third of an hour, or a half of an hour. That's kamacha ben drasoi. That's a very simple way. However, not so pashut because there's certain things that, you know, the last 10 minutes is really when it gets cooked. The first 40 minutes is not really, you know, it's just getting warm, 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 and then the last 10 minutes it just cooks. So really, it's not such a good getter. No, you have to be not such a good getter. Whatever. That's some other place you can have an issue with this getter. It's hard to know exactly what's considered a gemach. So if this was something that you would
eat,
could
we make it if anybody look at it?
If this was some, basically, the it comes down to this, and this is how some other place can say the getter. The getter is that if. If you were really stuck, and this is the only thing you had to eat, would you eat it?
Isn't it edible if you would eat this
if you,
a pinch?
Yeah, so if you eat it b'shas avchak. That's the thing. If you'd eat it b'shas avchak.
What are we talking about?
Right, so what's...
Anything, potatoes. Stuff. Potatoes. Like,
so, well, yeah, but potatoes is harder. Well, let's say meat. No. Let's just take an easier example. Meat.
Is it measured by the dog would eat it or something considered food?
That's, I think that comes up with Pesach, maybe. That's chametz. But let's say here's like how much is it cooked. So if you'd eat it b'shas hachak, if you're really stuck, you're in a pinch, you're really hungry, and this is the only meat that you have. Shas hachak, so shas hachak is the fi'ena al-mayra. The fi'ena is mayra.
What is it that you're talking about?
Well, food, we're trying to understand what is considered machab undersoy. Because
let's say it's either a third or a half.
Right, so how do you, what's a third or a half? How do you know if it's a third or a half cooked?
Oh, well, according to the Chazon Ish, you go by the time.
Right. So other people say you can't go by the time sometimes it cooks more at the end than it does in the beginning, and sometimes it cooks more in the beginning than at the end.
You can't be by seeing it.
How can you tell
according to them? What?
How can you tell according to those shitas?
Right. So I'm saying, according to this shita, these other shitas, the idea is that you look at it. You say, would I eat this if I was in a pinch?
Well, the trouble is you can't tell by looking at it because inside you don't know if it's cooked or not.
There it is.
It may be cooked on the outside, like your steaks.
If you're able to tell that this is something that I would eat b'shas hachak in a pinch, if you can't tell, then you can't tell. You know, then you're in a suffering. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's try to get to this Ramesha, which I'm really trying to get to. Okay, so now we spoke about this key. We brought down the two shitas. Again, one shita holds, shehiyah is always a problem. There's never a heter for shehiyah unless it's mitstamik viraloi. It's bad if it cooks more. Or if you put in something raw. If it's raw, completely raw, or you put something raw in there, or if it's mitstamik viraloi, that's the only heter to do shehiyah according to the first model. And that's lechatchila how you have to be nai. I mean, you can't lechatchila go into Shabbos. I mean, no, you can't really set it up in your mind. Okay, it's no problem because you're trying to avoid going on to the second cheetah. You can be slimic on the second cheetah that says as long as it's cooked to macham and so you're okay. But the Be'alacha is pretty clear that he says, maybe we'll get into later, you should try to do like the first cheetah and make sure that, which means you should not do shehiyah, you should not leave it on the fire, a burning fire.
Yeah.
Unless it's completely cooked and mitstamik viraloi, meaning it's bad if more than more it cooks, or if it's completely raw, or if there's at least one piece in there that's completely raw. So now,
where does an average fully cooked piece of food come into that? I guess it's fully cooked, but if you leave it on another hour, it might be done for yuffle. Like, you don't know.
Well, so what's the question?
You have a piece of chicken. It's fully cooked.
So is it
everybody? And you put that on.
So what? How do you know whether something's mitzamek viyafle or mitzamek rally? So actually, there's a be'alacha, and the be'alacha says, which I'm going to get to today. The be'alacha says that any time you don't know, and you're mesupik, so he says you should be machmer. You should assume that it's mitzamek viyafle.
Yeah, that's true. Because if you don't know, if you're starving, like you'd go and eat it.
You for sure go and eat it. I mean, that gets you past machab and nersoy. But we want to get you even the first sheet that says that even if it's fully cooked, it's a problem.
Mm.
It's a problem if it's good for it the more it cooks.
Okay.
So even if something's completely cooked, so how do you know whether this thing is mitstamik v'yafala or yarali?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it better for the food? Would you like it more if it's cooked better or not? Mm. So if you're any time that you're mesupik, the Merilacha says you have to be machmer. You should be machmer. Mm-hmm.
Isn't every piece of food that we put on the stove before showers fully cooked, but might be the stomach viyafel?
Yeah, yeah. So you have to know. Yeah, so that's why most we don't leave our, you know, we always have. Okay, whatever, we'll see. Okay, so now, the Mechaber said, right, that it's usher to leave on this food on the oven. Going into Shabbos. That's Shehiyah. That was the first Shita. Let's say it was already put there. Let's say it was already cooking there on Shabbos. I mean, Erev Shabbos. You didn't put it there, right? The Mechaber says you're not allowed to put it there. So maybe it means you're not allowed to go an hour before Shabbos. You want to start getting your food ready. Mm-hmm. So you want to go start putting your food on the oven. But let's say Friday morning you woke up without any das. Mm-hmm. And you want a really good cooked soup. You left the soup on the fire the whole day. And now it's coming before Shabbos.
Mm.
So you want to leave the soup there. What I would say is stew, because maybe a soup is misomic for Ali. Okay, let's say whatever food it was, you didn't put it there with das that I'm going to put it there going into Shabbos. You put it there in the morning. You didn't think about it.
So it's thoroughly cooked then?
Right, but let's say it's misomic for Yafalai.
Okay.
This first shita holds that if, even if it's fully cooked, if the more it cooks it gets better, you're not allowed to do shita. Yeah. But maybe he says you're not allowed to put it there. Maybe let's say it's already put there. You already started cooking this thing Thursday night. Some people put up their chal on Thursday night.
Right.
So you put up your chal on Thursday night on the fire, and you want it to continue cooking to and you didn't think about it. You didn't think about what you're going to do before Shabbos. And now it's before Shabbos. So do I have this problem or not? So the Mishabruah says that you still have this problem. It's not an excuse. In the same way, you're not allowed to l'chavchilo, go ahead and put it on. And that's what the Mishabruah says here, Sivkotin Hey. And it's like, Litin Aleha, v'hu adinam hayinasin. It's also if it was put there already, Tzarech l'saleke shegiyaz man chashecha. Still, you would have to remove it. Not just say, now that put it there. You actually have to remove it if it was put there already before. Okay. So now, lita and aleha.
You just take it out of the stove and put it right back.
If you do that?
Yes.
That's a problem. You know, I'll do that.
Isn't that what you just said you should do?
No, I said, now you have to remove it.
Can't put it back on.
You can't put it back on.
You can't put it back on.
No.
What about before Shabbos?
Before Shabbos.
You can't put it back on?
Not on the fire. That's Shehiyah.
Before Shabbos.
That's Shehiyah.
Okay, it's thoroughly cooked.
Thoroughly cooked.
But it'll get a little better if you leave there.
Right.
So he says you cannot...
The first sheet that holds, you're not allowed to do anything that's called Shehiyah. Okay. You're not allowed to do if it's going to make the food better.
Okay.
It's to clarify, you can put it on a blech or if it's
on a plate. Unless it's garlic.
Directly on the fire.
We're talking about, we're not talking about any...
I understand.
We're just talking about putting straight onto the fire.
Because we'd still be worried about soaking the coals.
Right.
Because the blech is going to solve all these problems, isn't it?
For the most part. Well,
so let's see. We're about to get into it right now. I want to get into this right now. Or it gets too late. Okay, so the Beralacha says, An Litin Aleha, the Beralacha says, Hainu Agav Akira. Beralacha, now I'm in. First Beralacha. Litin Aleha, Hainu Agav Akira. You're not allowed to put it on top of the Kira. Vigava Nikro Eve Defanas Akira, and the top of it is called the thickness of the walls. I mean, you're putting it on top of. You're putting it on top of the stove. I don't know what else to say. But kol shekein neged chalal akira mama. You know, I also put it in the ear space. You know, they had it. There was a hole there. So if you're not going to put it in the hole, not only that, v'afilu imhi mechusa bechisuyo umamida alakisa. Even if it's covered, even if the kira is covered, it's covered with some sort of material, and you want to put the pot on top of that cover. You're not allowed to do that.
That's a blech.
Oh, so the first thing that you think is, wait a second, that's a blech.
Yeah.
So that should be a problem. But the Mehralach here says clearly that if it's mechus, if it's covered with a kisui, it's a problem. So you just said what the Chazanish holds. The Chazanish holds you can't use a blech because of this Mehralach. Mehralach says even if it's covered with a kisui, it's, even though it's covered, the fire's covered, you're not allowed to put the pot there. So too. Why should blech be any different? The Chaznish holds the problem. So now let's get to Ramesha. Okay. So now, this Ramesha is Arachayim Chelek Aleph Simon Tzadi Gimel. And this is a long Arachayim, and as a matter of fact, he talks a lot here about gas and electric ovens. And one of the things that he says in here is that I have a big chiddush. When he's talking about Yontif, he says, I have a big chiddush about gas ovens, but I don't want to write it.
Well, no, if he didn't want
to. He didn't want to write it. He didn't want to put it in Ksav.
He told
okay, anyway, so let's finish this up. Okay, so now take a look where it says, Vihine yesh tam gadol. Okay, Vihine yesh tam gadol loymar, de lo shayich klal hagzeira betanuri hagas shalonim.
Gas.
So the Ramesha says there's a very strong reason why this whole sip, this whole thing about covering the ashes and having a problem of garfakatam, there's a very big reason why it's not shaykh this whole gzeira of Shema Yechata. Right? Like what you spoke out. The whole reason why they made a gzeira was to not stoke the coals. V'loy l'shema yavi oid eitzim kishiyichla ha'esh. The Gemara is clear that we're not afraid that you're going to bring wood and add to the fire. That's not a problem. We're not. I mean, you have, let's say, you have a stack of wood next to your oven, right? In the old days, right? And they used to heat it with wood. So are we afraid that maybe you're going to put wood into your oven? No, no one's. Everyone knows you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Just for some reason, people think, yeah, the wood's already there. I can just stoke the coals a little bit. That's okay on Shabbos. So that's why the group of Rabbanim to make the Gezerah. But the Rabbanim never made a Gezerah. They were afraid you're going to add fuel. So what about our ovens?
It's adding fuel.
That should be adding fuel. So the Chazir and Shirakush lo yichata begacholim gazru. V'loy l'sham yavi oid eitzim kashiyach la'esh. That's we're not afraid of that. That if that was a problem, we should always have that problem. Even if your oven is fueled with things that do not make coals, right? And everybody agrees that if it's fueled with kash, straw, right? Things that do not make coals, it's mutter to do shiyah. Why aren't we afraid that you're going to add more kash and add more fuel? Obviously, he says that that's not the problem.
Gas does not make coals, let's be clear.
Gas does not make coals for sure. Right, our stoves don't make
coals. There's no way you're going to stoke coals.
So then skip ahead to Vim Kane. Vim Kane is the first word on the line, is Vim Kane. It's just a few lines down. Vim Kane, the Tanuri Hagas, Shalai Shayachitli Vahagas, Shekfar Yesham, Elim Reitzel Hagdul Ha'esh, Tzarch Shiyitain Oid Gas Acher, Shanaisen Oid Eish Paiseach, Yoiser Es Nikvi Atzina, right? You have to just turn the knob. So then, that's just like him. Kain who kamei lahavi eitzem achayim shalai gozud lechashi asbidayim. So the Raisha has a very strong reason why you should not need any sort of blech, anything, because this is like being adding fuel,
right.
And there's no way to stoke the coals.
Turning it up
says that turning the knob up is not a kshash.
Right,
it's not the same thing as adding fuel.
Well, he says that that's the same thing as adding fuel. You're adding fuel by turning it up.
Well, wait a minute. But he's saying that there's no problem that you're going to turn the knob.
Right, there's no
shash.
Right.
Why not?
It's comparable to
why is it not comparable to stoking coals?
Because it's comparable to adding fuel.
Adding fuel.
I understand what you're saying.
Why is it comparable to adding fuel and not to stoking coals?
Because you're adding fuel. That's what you're doing. You're adding fuel.
Okay.
You're adding fuel to make, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, when you...
It's very similar. Okay, We're splitting hairs.
That's what he's saying. Right. Okay. Because that's you're just working with the fire that's there already. Mm-hmm. Here, I'm adding gas. So
technically, if I was right,
these are very subtle distinctions.
Happens to be. No, sorry. Technically, you are bringing more fuel. Technically, we're giving more. At the end of the day, what you're really doing is
you're basically still right.
That's what you're doing.
You're metaphorically you're still in the cold.
Adding in more fuel. But at the end of the day, what you're really doing is just putting the fire up.
I mean, the problem with the column is what. The bishul part?
Joking. There's two parts, yeah, bishul and mav here.
So Mar, so when you talk about gas, the only thing you're doing was technically, if you want to say maybe possibly it's usher, it would be bishul, but nothing to do with...
Why not? It's mav also.
Well, mav also.
The Moshe says clearly bigger, if you're adding gas, that's the problem of mav here. Or if you're taking away gas, that's the shayla. Let's say on Yontif, are you allowed to take away gas? He says it's certainly a problem of kibbutz.
Mm-hmm.
You're allowed to do it in certain cases, right. But he says that that is a problem of kibbutz.
Okay,
but he says
that lowering the gas on Yom Tov extinguishes.
Do you grill on Yom Tov?
Oh yeah.
So he says just to let you know, he says bedaber lahakten eish that you don't have this. Mm-hmm. I'm just reading from different later on. Bedaber lahakten eish hagas. Can you lower the gas on Yom Tov? Im adif mi mechaba lagami. Is it better than being mechaba? Any roya bezet tam shi yihia adif. I don't see any reason why it should be better. Like, I don't see any reason why lowering gas should be better.
They're turning it off.
Yeah. The behiktana, when you're making it smaller, hu gam kin mechaba. Kamay mechaba lagami. Just making something a smaller gas is.
On Yom Tov, you couldn't put the gas down.
So that's how he starts off saying, and then he says, "V'yesh itzli chiddush gadol v'ini writes to the cost of zevik sav." Okay, but that's just
comparing the turning up the gas to adding more wood. What would we compare to lowering the gas? Because you wouldn't take out wood from your fire.
Well, why would you say no? So al shehiyah, you're 100% right. Shehiyah, there's no problem. Okay. We're not afraid that you're going to lower the fire. That for some reason, no problem. By Yontif, he's just saying, on Yontif, people will want to lower the gas for whatever reason, just to make the, you know. But he says that, so it's really not Negea Ar Suya. This Tshuva is a lot about just gas stoves. So, but for Ar Suya, he says, really, Ar stoves shouldn't be a problem. Gas stoves, electric stoves, he's only talking about gas, but higher electric is the same thing. He says that there should be no problem of shemichata. However, he does not give you the heter of not a blach. So he says, what he says at the end, let me just finish up. What he says at the end is that he says that you should use a blach. Mm-hmm. The shayla really is, he says, do you have to cover the knobs? Mm-hmm. That's the shayla. Do you have to cover the knobs with your blach? If you notice, certain blachs are made like straight and then it comes down. Mm-hmm. You ever notice that? And the idea is that because they're trying to get Ramosha's. Ramosha says that lechatchila you should try to find a blech that covers the knobs.
When you say cover, do you mean extend over?
And then down.
Down. Covers the knobs, right, so that you can't get to the knobs. Because maybe that would be a problem of yichata. Maybe.
So we're seeing turn the knobs is more yichata.
It could be yichata, right. So he says that there's a very, very strong reason to say it's not yichata, but on the chance that it is, let's not play around with Shabbos, so let's not play around with the Malacha Shabbos, and therefore he says lechatchila the best thing is to do is to get a blech that covers the knobs. He says, if you don't get that, he says, Avada, ein limchais be'elo hanoigim het bekisa yishlevad. He says, there's no reason to be meicha on the people that don't. But he says, if you have an option, if you're in the blech store, and you have an option to get just a straight one, yeah, or a straight one that comes down, you should get a straight one that comes down. That's according to Ramosha. But what you see clearly from Ramosha is that he does not go with the chaznish. Chaznish says you cannot put a kisa that according to this bir halacha, right? So how does Ramosha get around that? So Ramosha says, Prince's view, but I think this is Ramosha, I think that's where I saw it, that he says that no, because in those days it was normal to cook that way. There was two ways to cook in those days. You can either cook in the oven, you can cook in the hole on the top, or you can cover it and cook that way, like a burner. But that's why the Bir Halacha is saying that you're not allowed to just cover it and put the oven on top. But nobody cooks with a blech nowadays, right? When you want to make something, nobody cooks with a blech. You either just lower the fire or high the fire. You don't use the blech. So therefore, that's why, according to the Rashi, Rashi says, that's why a blech is completely fine. Chaznish says, no, you see from here, the kisa is a problem. So just to have a kisa is not good. Unless, the Chaznish holds that, unless it's really, really lowering the fire significantly. Mm-hmm. But a blech, what do they say? I mean, it's not really blowing the fire. It's still the same hot, really. If you leave it there long enough, it's going to be the same hot. It can still cook. But Ramosha says, no, that's only because it was normal to cook like that in those days. But in our days, nobody cooks with a blech. So since nobody cooks with a blech, so then that's why Ramosha says the blech is going to work as a form of what we call ketumah. Form of katam that you're—it's like covering, putting ashes on top of the fire. Same idea. You're putting you're putting a blech on top of the fire.
And you can put ashes on top of the fire.
So sure. No, I mean Erev Shabbos here for sure.
If you do, then you can.
No, Erev Shabbos here for sure a lot.
Well, yeah, of course.
But more importantly, yeah, if you do, then you can then go ahead and do Shiyan Chazara.
Right. You know? So once you do, once you cover the blech, then okay, just for Shiyah right now, then you're allowed to do Shiyah according to everybody.
Mm. You're only keeping it.
Because, well, even if it's boiling hot, but the point is that as long as you did garf a katam, as long as you did either remove the coals or you either lowered it or did some sort of hecker, which we'll get into a little bit more later, as long as you're doing something to show that you don't want this heat and you're not going to play with it, so then you can do shahir.
How does a hot plate?
And for Chazar, it's also going to come into play also.
How does a hot plate tie into the blech?
Okay, so hot plate also. That's another shahir, a hot plate. The hot plate, and I know there's a shayla. I think there are heterim because again, like it's not the normal way to cook.
You cannot cook something in a hot plate, can you?
So
that's the thing. I don't think.
Not if you get hot enough.
Right. So that's the thing. Since you can't. Right. Since you can't. But I think there are some. So yeah. So crockpots also. I mean, we can't cover the whole. Okay. We're going to stop here.